The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast on Friday, March the 31st. I'm Andy Holding, taking a look at a 7-race card at Dundalk this evening, beginning at 6 o'clock and ending at 9 o'clock, the highlight of which comes in the shape of the 7 furlong handicap at 7:30, when plenty of regulars over this trip seen here this winter lock horns in what should turn out to be a fascinating affair. Plenty of decent maidens and handicaps alike scattered around the rest of the card, so hopefully we should have a productive evening at Ireland's only all-weather venue. We begin with a 5-furlong fillies maiden, which comes up at 6 o'clock for the two-year-olds. And the two to concentrate on here are Phil Du Desambre and Tumum Hain from the Kevin Prendergast Stab. Now, Kevin's made a really good start to the campaign with the first two-year-old winner of the season, which came up at Nace last Sunday. So he's obviously got a decent line in to what's required in this particular discipline. This filly's by Mason, of course, who was a useful two-year-old in his own right. And from a reasonable draw, you'd expect Tumum Hain to run a very solid race. Was actually available to back amazingly at 4-1 last night. Now only trading 7-4, so plenty of confidence behind Kevin Prendergast filly. Main danger, as I said, looks to be Phil Du Desambre from the Dermot Weld stable. Dermot took this race last year in the shape of Tilly Trotter, who went on to run quite well in several decent juvenile contests later on in the season. Nicely bred as well by Schweizer, that crack King's Stand winning sprinter from Australia. You'd also expect this one to show very prominently first time off the shelf, of course, with Pat Smullen on board. But the main choice would be Tumum Hain.
Race 2.
On to race number 2 then, and as we saw last Sunday at Nace, Aidan O'Brien has made a very good start to the season, which is not in keeping with his normal profile. So we've got to think quite favourably of his horses in the early part of the campaign. So that immediately brings you towards Pennsylvania and Asking. And the latter mentioned is the one that I'd probably be with out of the two from the Ballydore operation. This filly had 3 starts last season and concluded her campaign with a good run behind Dermot Weld's Tempora in quite a decent contest towards the back end of October. That was a good run, travelled really strongly in the race, quickened up well, but was just outrun in the latter stages by a filly who possibly has classics or at least pattern race aspirations towards this season. Not absolutely convinced. Stable Companion Pennsylvania didn't look the most willing of operators on its only start here at Dundalk back in October last season. Looked as though it had every chance with a furlong to run, but then just didn't quite put it all in, hence the fact that the headgear has gone on today. A hood and blinker combination are on this car by the Factor to try and induce a little bit of improvement out of it. But up to now, like I say, it doesn't look the most straightforward. So Asking of the two is the choice in race number 2.
Race number 3.
On to the third race then, which is a maiden auction race for three-year-olds. And the one that stands out here on All Known Form is Swish from the James Fean stable. This filly had several decent runs last season in group or pattern race company, which obviously puts her a mark clear on the ratings of what she's up against tonight. It's quite a poor race actually for Dundalk Standard. Her best performance arguably came when she was fourth beyond Intelligence Cross towards the back end of August at the Curra. And although she didn't come to choice air on her final start in Group 3 company, it certainly showed that she's certainly in that bracket anyway, or certainly is believed to be by connections. She starts off her season at a track where she's already performed to a decent standard last season. Of course, her only visit here resulted in a win over 5 furlongs in the early part of August. My only slight doubt with her would be the trip, of course. She's sprint bred, and as up to now, she's only raced over 5 and 6 furlongs. But being as it's such a poor race and Roman Wells looks to be the only danger, I'd expect her qualities to just about get her through on this occasion.
Race 4.
On to the best race of the night then, which is the 7.30 to 7 furlong handicap, and loads of regulars here over this course and distance at Lockhorns here tonight. The main two on the speed figures for me would be Ishi Bale Grey and Split the Atom. Now, these two took part in a very good contest back on the 16th of March. It went the way of the improving Shannon Soul. Split the Atom was second, Ishi Bale Grey was third, and I expect them to confirm form with Pearl Spectre. I'm not actually quite sure why Pearl Spectre's favourite here, and we can get much bigger odds about the other two because they seem to beat Phil McKinty's Charge fair and square. Added to that, Pearl Spectre, who likes to make the running or race prominently, won't have it all its own way up front because we're going to get Tribal Path from the Damien English stable, also setting strong fractions. And it is going to be a very strongly run race, and that surely will play into the hands of Ishi Bale Grey, my main selection out of the two. Pat Martin's Charge has been a model of consistency in recent times, and he won a similar contest to this back in the towards the back end of December in pretty decisive fashion, beating the likes of Shepherd's Purse and Chestnut Fire. And a reproduction of that run will surely see this horse go close tonight. Oshinor has been booked for the ride, and he gets on really well with this gelding by Clodeville. But I'd have to put in a favourable mention also to Split the Atom, who's probably been one of the most industrious and consistent horses throughout the all-weather campaign. He just never seems to miss a beat. He's danced every dance, and once again he seems to have first-rate chances over a distance that suits him the best. Sure to get the race run to suit, similar to Ishi Bale Grey. I expect this horse to be bang on the scene as well. And if for those that are looking for a little bit of a saver, I certainly wouldn't put you off at 6-1. But the main choice is Ishi Bale Grey each way at 9-2.
Race 5.
On to race number 5 then, a wide open looking affair. But the one that stands out to me here is Dennis Hogan's Charge Atlas. Obviously, it's got a very eye-catching jockey booking to start off with Pat Smullen taking the ride on this gelding, who's only had this two starts for New Connections. First of all, just had a little bit of a float-up when it finished mid-division, but caught the eye in no uncertain terms over today's course and distance when last seen on the 3rd of March. Held up out the back door from a slow beginning, the horse made eye-catching lay headway to finish a never nearer six behind Geological. The time figure of that race was very good, and to my eyes, this race represents a huge step down in class. There should be a decent pace on here, with the likes of Elusive Approach and Alan's Pride setting decent fractions, and the race therefore should be set up for a closer, which Atlas is most definitely one of those. Available to back around about 5-1 this morning. I thought Atlas was a decent each way bet there in race 5.
Race number 6.
On to the penultimate contest, and this looks a bit of a penalty kick for Aidan O'Brien's Anvil. Aidan's going to be using this all-weather circuit to good effect in the ensuing weeks, because I think he's running Caravaggio here in another couple of weeks' time in a bid to get his season underway. And this looks an ideal opportunity for the same to be done for Anvil, who was plying his trade in very good company last season on the turf. Second in the Royal Lodge, of course, behind Hugo Palmer's Best of Days, was followed by another good run in the Autumn Stakes behind Best Solution. Although he didn't cut much ice in the Racing Post Trophy when he went to Doncaster, the fact that he was only an 8-1 poke to win that race tells you all you need to know about his chances here tonight. And what looks a pretty grisly looking maiden, other than him, I'd expect Anvil to be a very smooth and wide margin winner there in the penultimate contest.
And the final race.
On to the final race on the card then. Again, another competitive heat. I'm going to give another chance to Bittern, who didn't get the best of rides here 7 days ago. To be fair to Robbie Downey, it was a very slowly run race, and he was towards the back of the field as the runners turned for home. But unfortunately, the die was cast, and the ones that were ridden a little bit more prominently got first run on this mare by New Approach, and she therefore didn't really have a chance to show what she could do. But she is back over her optimum distance tonight of 1.5 miles. You add on to that the horse is drawn in stall 1, not stall 10 as it was last week, so hopefully Robbie can get this horse a little bit more forward, further up the field tonight, in order to make a better strike in the home straight. Either way, which you strip it down, I'd expect Bittern to be there or thereabouts, particularly if he can run to the level which saw her finish 5th behind Brocopondo on the 21st of February. That run would definitely give a fine each-way chance. Thanks very much for listening to this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast. Please do tune in again for Sunday's version, when we're going to be taking a look at Fairy House's decent-looking National Hunt card, which comes up at 1:50. Until then, it's goodbye for me for now.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.